Hi, everybody. This is Tony D here at Cruisin' Oldies 97.5. And we're going to take a short break from the music right now to talk to Kerry Kirkflew, who is the executive director of the New Jersey School of Conservation. And she is responsible for overseeing the operations, management, and implementation of the educational programs, services, and activities at the NJSOC as set forth in a mission statement and strategic plan under the auspices of the Board of Trustees. We're going to welcome her here to the radio station, and we're going to find out more about what she's been doing and what this organization has been doing for more than 75 years. Kerry, welcome to WRSK.
Thank you so much, Tony. It's really nice to be with you today. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
And so am I. Why don't you tell us about what and how you got involved by calling or talking to Corey, the president here at the college, about setting up this interview for me to do with you. Tell us about that. Sure. And tell us about what your mission is all about.
Sure. The School of Conservation is an organization that's been around for more than 70 years, as you said, and we service the children of New Jersey. We feel that now more than ever, children need to take a step back from their screens and their social media devices and so on, and look out and up and reestablish a connection with our natural world. It helps children in multiple ways, in mental health and physical health, in academic achievement. And we have been operating, as I said, for over 70 years. More recently, when I became the executive director, we wanted to establish relationships with the academic institutions across the state. And so we reached out to Sussex County Community College, to your president, to engage in conversations and explore the opportunities for partnership, development of education programs, internship potential, and really any other activities that seemed appropriate for the two organizations to explore. And so we had the opportunity to host the college over at the School of Conservation and also to come to the Sussex County campus and view all the incredible things that are happening there. And so we're in the process of as I said, exploring programs that we can develop and activities we can develop and educational opportunities that that might exist that we can collaborate on.
Now, back in 2022, I see here that Governor Phil Murphy signed legislation for you guys for legal responsibility for the management of historic environmental education. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So the school has been around, as I said, for more than 70 years. It was established in 1949 through the advocacy of a group of educators with the support of the governor, Governor Driscoll at the time, and Senator Alfred Lytle, who kind of led the advocacy to make the establishment of an outdoor center for New Jersey happen in Sussex County in Stokes State Forest. We're founded on the really the foundations of a civilian conservation corps camp that was built in the 1930s. And so at the time when the core programs ended, these groups of educators advocated for an outdoor center to learn about conservation and natural resource management at the college level. So there would be students coming from the six teacher colleges to learn tools and get resources to bring back into their classrooms, and then to have a summer camp for urban children to give them an opportunity to experience another space that they may not have had access to. And so this then was kind of operated under the auspices of Montclair State College at the time, of course, now university. Mm-hmm. And in the 2020, and that continued for a number of years, but in 2020, they decided because of the impact of COVID and other concerns that they would turn the school back to the state of New Jersey. And we did a major outreach to the state, to the DEP, to the state legislature, to the governor's office, and as a friends organization, and said that we would like to keep the school open and we would like to become managers. And after some debate and a demonstration that we were a reliable organization, the governor signed legislation that had been passed unanimously with bipartisan support to continue the operation of the School of Conservation under the Friends of the New Jersey School of Conservation. So we have been responsible for it unofficially since 2022, and then officially when we signed a 20-year lease in May of 2023. And essentially, we picked up the reins and started the education programs and research and public programs and teacher professional development. And that has been our focus, that and establishing partnerships with academic institutions like Sussex County Community College.
Well, that sounds very interesting. And I see here that you have a nice career behind you, too, for over 35 years as a social scientist. So I could see where you fit right in with all this.
Yes, I was very pleased to have a wonderful career with the Department of Environmental Protection in Trenton. Mm-hmm. As a social scientist, my background is in strategic communication planning, and I've worked with a lot of community organizations over the years to bring science to the public. You know, I have always been part of the environmental field, but not in the area of education until more recently. And so I was responsible for leading the charge to save the School of Conservation and keep it open. And I had the pleasure of working with a number of environmental organizations and academic institutions and former educators, staff, and school coordinators who brought their students to the school. And we worked together to save the school. So I've been very fortunate to have had a very long career in the environmental field. And to be picking up the reins from my father, who was one of the former directors, the fifth director, and also more recently Dr. Bill Thomas, and carrying the programs that were established, 76 years ago, and taking them into the future with partners like Sussex County Community College.
So what do you want to see happen here with uniting with us here at Sussex County Community College? What is your goal?
There's a number of goals that I have and ideas that we are still exploring with the president. One of them is one of the really, I think, simple and immediate ones that we could engage in is the establishment of an internship program. We have, science coordinators at the School of Conservation, and I know that there is an environmental program at the college. And we would welcome the opportunity to have students who are looking for kind of a real life hands-on experience in the field of education and or science, working at the School of Conservation with us. We also have a commercial kitchen where we serve quite a number of meals every day to the students who come and stay overnight and sometimes just are there for a day trip, as well as organizations who rent our space on the weekends. And so there's an opportunity for students in the culinary arts program to have a real life experience and get some coaching from our chefs. So that's one area. I think the other area is that if there are students who are looking for kind of field experience or research opportunities with their academic advisors, this would be another area we could explore. We are an outdoor laboratory, an outdoor classroom, and so there's all kinds of potential for research and study that a student could engage in. And I think that we would like to look for programs that we could create. What about environmental science and environmental education? Might the college be interested in developing in concert with the School of Conservation? And so, again, these are all areas that right now are under discussion, and we are going through sort of the meet and greet process and meeting some of the professors, meeting some of the leaders from the college to learn more about their programming and how we might collaborate with them.
Well, you just met one, me. So
yes.
I'm an adjunct professor here at the College of Communications and Radio. But I'm sure
tremendous.
That the professors here and Corey, our president, is going to welcome this opportunity with you in that. Where is your school actually? Where are you actually located? Do you have a website? How do people get in contact with you?
Yes.
Why don't you let us know about that?
Absolutely. So we are located in beautiful Stokes State Forest in Sandiston Township,
okay.
Kind of right off of 206.
Right by Nano's restaurant over there.
Yes, very close to that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, I pass it every day.
Okay, I know the area.
Yes. So that's kind of where we are. And we are located on 240 acres. We have 57 buildings, a beautiful lake.
Wow.
Flatbrook runs adjacent to us, and Tinsley Trail is kind of crosses our property. So, you know, we have people, hiking through and coming through all of the time.
I have to come over there to get some spring water because I know that's where
you
can get the spring water.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Okay. I know the
area.
That's
right. We're just up the road from that that point in near Lake Aquatunk.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, one of the things, just to be clear, is that, you know, we have four kind of key program areas that we offer. We have our elementary school programs that are focused primarily on sixth graders. And, you know, this is where we have an immersive experience for the children, kind of learning through discovery. All of our classes are correlated with the core curriculum standards. We would love to see the schools in Sussex County, having field trips to the school conservation. We have some. We'd love them all to come. We do teacher professional development. Right now, we're focused a lot on climate change. We have a grant from the Department of Education through Ramapo College, and we provide education to our teachers, about 500 a year. We have a research consortium. This is a collaboration with other academic institutions around the state where they have signed a charter and enter into kind of a relationship, a partnership, where students come up for programming. Teachers have the opportunity, professors have the opportunity to do field study, and the intern opportunities are available to them. And then the fourth area is our public programming. And if you go to our website, NJSOC.org, you'll see a listing of some incredible programs. And if people are interested in signing up for these and any other programs that we have coming up, just go to our website, and under the link that says About Us, you'll see our upcoming programs. And we have programs going from now through December. So all kinds of opportunities for the public to be involved. There's archery. There is a painting class that we're having. There's a women's hikes that we have on Tuesdays. So there's lots of opportunities.
It sounds fantastic, and I'm sure that we're going to get involved here at Sussex County Community College. And you don't know who's listening. Some of the schools in the area might be hearing this interview and want to get involved with you, too. So is there besides your website, is there an email? Is there a phone number? It's the New Jersey School of Conservation, correct?
That's right. And you can reach us at info@njsoc.org.
Okay, that's info@njsoc.org. And that's also your website, right? njsoc.org. Well, Carrie, I want to thank you for taking time out in your day to spend a little time with us here at WRSK to tell us about the New Jersey School of Conservation. And I wish you the best of luck on being involved with us here at Sussex County Community Colleges and other schools and colleges in the area, and wish you a good day.
Thank you very much, Tony. It's been a pleasure to talk with you today. And I look forward to collaborations with the college. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We've been speaking with Curry Kirkflew, who is the executive director for the New Jersey School of Conservation. If you'd like more information, you can email her at kkflew, that's kkpflugh, at njsoc.org. Or you can visit the New Jersey School of Conservation website at njsoc.org. Thank you for listening. I'm Tony D. For Cruisin' Oldies 97.5, Sussex County Community College Radio.